Yes, hello, sir. Good evening. Right now, we're just conducting a brief survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential. Now, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Can you be specific?
No, not really, sir. Just generally speaking.
I guess not, no.
Okay. So would that be somewhat dissatisfied or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Not satisfied, really.
Should I take that as somewhat dissatisfied?
No, dissatisfied. Not dissatisfied.
Thank you. Now, when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and a 10 means it's a very important issue to you. Number one, democracy.
That's important.
Okay. Please remember that we have to use a scale from 0 to 10.
Oh, that is a 10.
Thank you. Reproductive freedom.
That's not as so good. Probably, if I'm not female, I'm going to say that's more of a 3, because it doesn't
impact you. Thank you. A student loan debt.
I'd probably say for the country itself, that is 9.
Thank you. Crime and violence.
That's the 10. And 10 is very important, right?
That is correct. And 0 is okay. Not an important issue at all. Now, inflation
okay.
And the cost of living.
That is a 10.
Thank you. Climate change.
That's a 2.
I'm sorry, did you say a 2?
Yep.
Thank you. Criminal justice reform.
That's a 10.
Okay. Healthcare.
That's a 10.
Okay. Voting rights.
That is not an issue because anybody can vote. If you're not a citizen, you shouldn't vote. But that is a deal. Not an issue.
All right. If you could put it between 0 and 10, how would you rate it?
Well, voting rights, 0.
Thank you. Racism and discrimination.
That can be a 10.
Thank you. Jobs and wages.
That's 8.
Okay. Immigration.
That's a 10. It's an issue. You mean like immigration? Yeah, it's a 10. That's an issue right now.
Thank you. K through 12 education.
It's a 5.
Okay. And abortion rights.
Sorry?
I'm sorry, hello? Did you say 3? Yes, hello?
No, can you repeat the question?
Oh, yes. Of course. Final one is abortion rights.
That is not an issue. 0.
Thank you. Now, as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. And I know it's still a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands right now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, just to make sure that we represent all races equally, what is your race?
I am African American.
Thank you. Now, are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I just registered to vote this year, I just registered to vote not too long ago.
Thank you. Now, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Yes, only two genders, male.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that for me?
Male.
Thank you. Just to make sure that we cover all ages equally, what is the year of your birth?
92.
Thank you. What is the highest level of a school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
High school.
Thank you. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to change, to make change on issues that matter to you.
Thank you. Probably a 3.
Thank you. Now, how much power do you feel that the black community has to make changes on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means the black community has no power at all, and a 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to this community.
Okay. I think it's mostly half and half, so it's just a 5.
Thank you. Now, please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. First one, Tim Walz.
Tim Walz. Tim Walz is... He's Republican, correct? Hello?
Tim Walz is actually from the Democratic Party.
Oh. That's a 0. Oh, yeah, I did hear about Tim Walz. Yeah, no, that's a 0. That's definitely a 0.
Thank you. Now, Andre Dickens.
I don't know who he is.
Okay. Raphael Warnock.
Oh, that is a 0.
Okay. John Ossoff.
I don't know who he is.
Okay. Brian Kemp.
I think he's doing, it's like 5.
Okay. Brad Raffensperger.
I guess all these people are from Georgia. I don't know who he is.
Okay. And J.D. Vance.
Yes, the Vice President Trump. I don't really know much about him, but I'm going to say 5. I feel nothing, or, just 5.
Thank you. All right. I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein? Yes, those are the options.
So, even though the Democrat and Republican parties are the same, but my vote would have to be goes to Donald Trump.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
The House of Representatives?
Republican. The U.S. Congress.
Oh, Republican.
Republican candidate, thank you. Now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I chose not to vote.
Thank you. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Throughout the economy? I would say it has gotten
things is a lot cheaper, so semi worse.
I mean things gotten a lot expensive, the stuff that's going on. So I would say normal.
Would you say that is no change? I will repeat the options just to be clear.
Yeah,
that's much worse.
Yeah, no change. Worse.
No change. Thank you. Some people say that no matter who people vote for, and by the way, we are about 70% done, so thank you for your patience. Your opinion is extremely important here. Some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
A big difference.
Thank you. Now, here's a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented the progress. A 5 means you are not sure, and a 0 means you believe the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. First, Vice President Harris.
And you said that. There was no progress made?
Yes, correct. 10 is certainly prevented progress. 0 is certainly did not prevent progress.
10 should prevent progress.
I'm sorry, just to be sure, is that a 10?
Yeah, that she did not prevent prevented progress.
Thank you. Second, Democrats in the U.S. Congress.
Yes, they prevented progress.
All right. Please rate it from 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Your local mayor.
I would say 7.
Just to be sure, is that a 7?
Yep, 7.
Thank you. COVID-19 recovery.
I'll say 5.
Okay. Black voters.
They kind of got to be voted for, yeah. I would say 7.
Okay. Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly.
Yes, 10. They prevent it.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that for me?
10. They prevent it. That's the 10.
Thank you. All right. Now, here's a list of some policies, developments, and statements that have an impact on many black people's lives. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each one should would motivate you or people in your network to vote from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it would strongly motivate you to vote, a 5 means that you're not sure, and a 0 means the policy would not motivate you to vote at all. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. Because we voted in March, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from $32 down to $8. This change is expected to save consumers a substantial $10 billion annually, demonstrating the Bureau's commitments to easing financial burdens and promoting fairer credit practices. Thank you. Because we voted, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced a major initiative to remove medical debt from credit reports from over 15 million Americans. This policy change is projected to boost credit scores by an average of 20 points, providing significant financial relief and improving access to credit for millions of individuals.
That's a 5.
Okay. Black voters should recognize the progress that has been made towards collective black power. While there is still much work to be done, patience with each other is essential as we continue the path to future progress.
You said 0 is, can you repeat one time, 0 once again?
A 0 would not motivate you to vote at all. A 10 would strongly motivate you.
Okay, there was no progress made, so I'm going to say 0.
Thank you. Because we demanded funds for HBCUs, the American Rescue Plan invested over $2.7 billion.
Yeah, that's a 0. That's a 0. I'm sorry. When you say HBCU and donation, that's a 0.
Okay, not a problem. Now, because we protested together, this administration has banned no-knocks warrants and chokeholds and demanded body cameras for all officers. When state prosecutors failed, federal hate crime laws were used to convict the murderers of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor.
Yeah, nah, this is an administration didn't do anything. It was not about protests and rights. That's a 0.
Thank you. All right. Thank you for your responses so far. I'm going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. And by the way, we're 95% done at this point. Thank you so much for your time. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to you.
I'm going to change that so far. Change it so far.
Thank you. How much power do you feel that the black community has to make changes on issues that matter the most to this community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to this community.
Now that I think about it, that democracy kind of is the black community. And yeah, I'm going to say it's got a lot of power. We really want to.
I'm sorry, can you repeat the number again?
10.
10. Thank you. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's still a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands right now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you're extremely likely to vote?
Okay.
Thank you. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stay the same, better, or much better?
Worse.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself, 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
1.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
Okay. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Independent.
Thank you. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
It depends on policy, so neither.
Just to be sure, you said neither.
Wait. I'm going to say, because for this election, to vote for Trump, I'm just Trump is Republican, or he's not Republican. I'm going to say Republican. I mean, more towards the Republican.
Thank you. Now, how would you describe your employment status? Meaning, is that full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed?
Full-time.
Thank you. Now, last year, 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
I don't know.
I'll go ahead and read the brackets. So is that less than 25,000, from 25,000 to 35, from 35 to 45, 45 to 55, and so on and so forth.
25 to 35, maybe.
Thank you. Now, this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation. Sir, I really appreciate the time that you have given me tonight. I wish you have an excellent evening.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.